20 dead, 26 wounded in El Paso Walmart shooting, single shooter in custody. By Bob Price and Lana Shadwick on August 3, 2019. Police in El Paso, Texas, report 20 people died in a shooting at an area Walmart store Saturday morning. Earlier in the day, officials walked back their multi-shooter and gang-related terrorism statements. Officials say one suspect is in custody. El Paso police called an alleged manifesto a potential nexus to a hate crime. Updates in local time. Live report from Fox 14. Breaking: active shooter reported near Chula Vista Mall in El Paso. Avoid the area. Fox 14 News, at Fox 14, August 3, 2019. Update 8:20 p.m. It appears people in El Paso are calling people saying they are from the medical examiner's office making death notifications. El Paso police sworn this is not occurring. The medical examiner's office is not making notifications via telephone. Any calls asserting such are false. El Paso Police Department, at Tepalis, August 4, 2019. Update 7:55 p.m. The New York Times reports that the FBI is investigating the motivation behind the El Paso Walmart shooting to determine if it is a hate crime, another federal crime, or an act of domestic terrorism. Update 7:30 p.m. During a press conference at the scene of the shooting, Governor Greg Abbott responded to a question about the alleged manifesto from the accused killer. Abbott responded that Texas will aggressively prosecute this as capital murder and hate crime. Conduct like this, acts like this, crimes like this are not who and what Texas is, and we will not tolerate it. Mayor DeMarco pointed out this crime was allegedly committed by someone not from El Paso. No one in El Paso would have ever done anything like this. The mayor expressed, saying he now has 20 funerals to prepare for. State Representative Cesar Blanco, D. El Paso, said he had just concluded a conversation with two families who are still waiting to find out what happened to their family member. Update 6:15 p.m., Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said three Mexican nationals are among the 20 people killed. Lamento los hechos ocurridos en El Paso, Texas. Pueblo vecino y hermano de Ciudad Juárez y de nuestra nación. Envío mis condolencias a los familiares de las víctimas, tanto estadounidenses como mexicanos. La SRE y nuestro consulado están actuando y brindando apoyo. pic.twitter.com/5099@5i1m. Andrés Manuel, at López Obrador underscore, August 3, 2019. Update 5:40 p.m., El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen told reporters Saturday evening that 20 people died and 26 were wounded in the attack on a Walmart in that city. Allen stated his officers arrested the suspect at an intersection near the Walmart. The shooting began at 10:39 El Paso time and officers were on the scene within 6 minutes. Governor Abbott referenced the Santa Fe High School and Sutherland Springs shootings from last year. The governor said we must continue to do more with mental health issues. Update 4:30 p.m., a KTSM NBC 9 report contains an eyewitness video in which multiple gunshots can be heard. The person appears to be hiding underneath some type of shelving to avoid detection. Governor Greg Abbott arrived in El Paso on Saturday evening and tweeted, "Now in the beautiful city of El Paso. Texans grieve today for the people of this wonderful place. We unite in support of all the victims. We thank first responders for their swift action. We ask God to bind up the wounds of all who've been harmed." pic.twitter.com/2LH1. Greg Abbott, at Greg Abbott underscore TX, August 3, 2019. Senator Ted Cruz tweeted, "My heart is with everyone in El Paso struck by this unspeakable evil. Heidi and I are praying for the victims and their families and are grateful for the first responders, local authorities and law enforcement working tirelessly to bring the perpetrator of this depraved act to justice." Senator Ted Cruz, at Sen. Ted Cruz, August 3, 2019. Presidential candidates also weighed in on the tragic shooting, Breitbart News reported. Update 4:15 p.m., medical officials in El Paso report 13 adults and 2 children who arrived at the University Medical Center and 11 adults, 9 critical, at Del Sol Medical Center. KTSM reported. UMC officials report one of their 13 patients died and one was released. The others remain in critical condition. 4 people were immediately taken into surgery. The 2 children, ages 2 and 9, were transported to El Paso Children's Hospital, officials stated. Their condition has not been released. The adult victims reportedly range in age from 35 to 82, Del Sol officials stated. Of the 9 critical patients at Del Sol, 3 are reportedly in a life-threatening situation. 2 patients are listed in stable condition. Update 3:30 p.m., El Paso Police Department spokesman Sergeant Robert Gomez told reporters they took a white male in his early 20s into custody in connection with the shooting. He said they no longer believe there are any other shooters involved in the incident. He could not confirm the numbers of deaths or injuries. No law enforcement personnel fired their weapons during this incident, Gomez said. Gomez advised there were between 1,000 and 3,000 people inside the Walmart store as back-to-school shopping is in full swing. Update 2:30 p.m., Fox 14 reports multiple victims transported to University Medical Center. Some were dead on arrival. El Paso Children's Hospital received a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old child. Police reportedly stopped a Honda sedan with a suspect that resembles a man seen on security video and in photos being distributed at the scene. Update 2:15 p.m., President Donald Trump tweeted. Terrible shootings in El Paso, Texas. Reports are very bad, many killed. Working with state and local authorities, and law enforcement. Spoke to governor to pledge total support of federal government. God be with you all. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, August 3, 2019. Update 2:10 p.m., Fox 14 is reporting that El Paso police officials are somewhat walking back the classification of the shooting as gang-related terrorism. Update 1:50 p.m., KTSM released a screenshot of a security camera that appears to show the shooter entering the Walmart. The shooter is wearing ear protection and carrying a semi-automatic rifle. Confirmed photo of the shooter as he entered the Chula Vista Walmart store. Hashtag epshootingpic.twitter.com/twskshell. KTSM 9 News, at KTSM TV, August 3, 2019. Update 1:20 p.m., Texas Governor Greg Abbott called the shooting a heinous and senseless act of violence. Our hearts go out to the victims of this horrific shooting and to the entire community in this time of loss, Governor Abbott wrote. While no words can provide the solace needed for those impacted by this event, I ask that all Texans join Cecilia and me in offering our prayers for the victims and their families. The state of Texas and the Department of Public Safety are assisting the El Paso Police Department as they conduct their investigation. We have deployed troopers, special agents, Texas Rangers, tactical teams, and aircraft to the scene in a support role. The state of Texas will do everything it can to ensure justice is delivered to the perpetrators of this heinous act. El Paso Mayor DeMargo is saying there are 3 suspects in custody, Fox 14 reports. Walmart officials responded to the shooting. We're in shock over the tragic events at Chula Vista Mall in El Paso, where store 2201 and club 6502 are located. We're praying for the victims, the community and our associates, as well as the first responders. We're working closely with law enforcement and will update as appropriate. Walmart, at Walmart, August 3, 2019. Update 1:40 p.m. Fox 14 reports the El Paso Police Department is calling Saturday's mass shooting at a Walmart gang-related terrorism. Update 1:15 p.m., unconfirmed report from Texas Tribune contributor Ivan Pierre Aguirre. I am without words, filled with rage and overwhelmed with sadness. Master, Mentor, General, Obi-Wan Kenobi. At Romero 90, August 3, 2019. Update 1:10 p.m. A spokesman for the El Paso Police Department said there is not an active shooter at this time but the scene has not been rendered safe. Comment made during a press conference. A reunification center has been set up at a nearby school. He stated they are working 2 separate crime scenes. Update 1:05 p.m., Fox 14 reports 2 active shooters, 1 in custody, and at least 10 fatalities. More ambulances are still arriving on the scene. Update 1 p.m., the El Paso Sheriff's Office reports multiple but unspecified fatalities but that there is no longer a threat in the area. 1 person has been arrested alive in connection with the shooting. Update 12:55 p.m., Photo shows police helping blood-covered woman in the El Paso shooting. Warning, this video contains graphic content. Victims of the shooting in the Chula Vista Mall in El Paso, Texas are transported and treated by emergency responders Saturday. pic.twitter.com/cbevgil494. Bloomberg Tick TOC, at TikTok, August 3, 2019. Update 12:50 p.m., KTSM reports that El Paso Mayor DeMarco confirmed 3 fatalities at the Chula Vista Walmart. Breaking, Mayor DeMarco just confirmed that there are fatalities involved in the Chula Vista Walmart shooting. Hashtag EP shooting. Watch live. KTSM 9 News, at KTSM TV, August 3, 2019. Update 12:40 p.m., the El Paso Times reports a police officer saying that 18 adults and 4 children may have been killed. This number has not been confirmed. University Medical Center officials report receiving multiple victims from the shooting, no numbers available at this time. Original story follows. El Paso Police Department officers are responding to an active shooter situation at a Walmart store in the Chula Vista Mall, according to a report back via ABC 7 in El Paso. The article claims police say there may be multiple shooters involved and warn the public to stay clear of the area. Scene is still active. We have multi reports of multiple shooters. Please avoid area police conducting search of a very large area. Media staging will be given when area is secure. El Paso Police Department, at Tepalis, August 3, 2019. KTSM NBC 9 reports 18 people may have been shot at the Walmart. Breaking, our crew can confirm 18 people were shot or injured at the Walmart at Chula Vista. We are working to get on air as we speak. KTSM 9 News, at KTSM TV, August 3, 2019. While local media reports multiple people being shot, no fatalities are reported at this time. Photojournalist Jorge Salgado tweeted video from the scene showing police in tactical gear responding to the mall. Breaking, police are advising everyone avoid the Chula Vista area as an active shooter alert is in effect near the Chula Vista Mall area. Hashtag El Paso shooting. pic.twitter.com/cinpa5z90rd. Before any details of the shooting are known, an apparent gun control activist wasted no time in mocking Texas over a mass shooting situation. Kind of ironic for Second Amendment supporters to have a shooting in at hashtag El Paso, Texas and Walmart in Chula Vista Mall considering how proud the state is of their guns. Could do the hashtag gun control now chant which does nothing. Or vote Democrat across the board in 2020 and change things. Joseph B., at CanadaHo 1, August 3, 2019. Images from Fox 14 in El Paso show U.S. Border Patrol agents assisting local law enforcement officers. While a video apparently shot inside a store shows the chaotic scene of customers being evacuated and told to keep their hands up. Video, the scene inside the Chula Vista Mall, adjacent to the Walmart Supercenter, El Paso, Texas. pic.twitter.com/hashtag El Paso hashtag Texas hashtag shooting. Sam Pye, at Freddy 1999, August 3, 2019. The El Paso Times is also reporting police saying there are multiple shooters. Stores in the surrounding area are also being evacuated as a precaution. Editor's note, this is a developing story and will be updated as more information becomes available. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook. Lana Shadwick is a writer and legal analyst for Breitbart News. She is a trial lawyer who previously served as a prosecutor and associate judge in Texas. Shadwick can be reached at lana@lanashadwick.com.